Radio Breaks Worldwide.
To the world.
Welcome back to a very, very special episode of Radio Breaks Worldwide.
I'm DJ Chief.
I'm Sway Beats, and this is Radio Breaks Worldwide Blue.
Yes, yes, y'all.
This episode features rare B-boy funk tracks from the likes of Mr. Confused, Aquarian Dream, De La Soul, and many, many more. Plus, B-boy Sound's very exclusive interview with the Amen Ra of Universal Hip Hop Culture himself, Afrika Bambaataa.
That's right. Following the mix, hear from the B-boy godfather about the state of hip-hop and B-boy culture.
Find out what's happening today with Bambaataa and hear what battle beats are essential to one of hip-hop's founding fathers.
Peace to all our Facebook fans and Twitter followers. Check us out at bboysounds.com to fan us, follow us, and find out the latest in B-boy music and culture with the B-boy Sound of the Day and B-boy Sounds Weekly.
Submit your original music, shout-outs, requests, thoughts, and feelings to DJ at bboysounds.com.
That's right, and big shout-outs to Natural Born Killers Crew, Backyard Funk Crew, MF Kids, Danny Dance, DJ Lord Yoda X, of course, Afrika Bambaataa, Camp Low, P-Gems, Fusic, Unique Styles Crew, The B-Boy Spot, and everyone that's written in, tweeted, and submitted their music. Keep doing it. We love you.
All right, I think it's about that time. Let's get it on. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Derp.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Radio Breaks Worldwide, a podcast featuring B-boy music from around the world.
Visit bboysounds.com for the latest in worldwide B-boy music and culture.
B-boy sounds.com.
waiting for the break of day, searching for something to say, flashing lights against the sky, giving up by closed my eyes, sitting cross-legged on the floor.
bboysounds.com.
You got the
Radio Breaks Worldwide.
Of this mix, toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check, so unfasten that sleeper on your neck, connect it like a vibe from the wheel to the foot, come on everybody, get the funky output. I reminisce to a bounce rock skate go fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look who just walked in.
Is there a bread on stage?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With the yarn I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear, rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skates, y'all, and let's zip on by. Zippity dude, I let's zip on by. Feet on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay, ha, it's a Saturday.
Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the.
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, yeah.
Let the rhythm hit 'em. Lyrics and ammo, rhymes and rhythm, then I'ma give them piano. Bring a bulletproof vest, nothing to ricochet. Ready aim at your brain and what the trigger say. Tempo's trifle, felt like a rifle. Massage and melodies might go right through simultaneously like a Uzi. Nothing but bruise me. Lyrics let up when ladies say don't lose me. So reload quickly and you better hit me. While I'm letting this beat get with me. You're stepping with 007, better make it snappy. No time to do your hair, baby. Brothers busting at me. Beasts and bullets pass me, not on target. They want the R hit, but watch the guard get. Bring up the tongue to the trigger, cause I'm real fast. Let on some rhythm, madam, let them feel the blast. Penetrated a crazy rate, this ain't a 38. Hit them at point blank range and watch them radiate. Running out of ammunition, I'm done with them. You ask me how I did them, I let the rhythm hit them. I'm pushing power that's punishing, prepare to be a prisoner. The hitman is the brother with charisma. Showing you that I have powerful paragraphs. Followers become leaders, but without a path, you're mentally paralyzed. Quit with your third eye, rhymes are blurred, then it occurred that you heard. I reduce the friction, the crucifixion. Let loose the mixing, boost the pitch, then Eric hit him with some of that. Cut like a lumberjack, and me getting hit back. It won't be none of that, I'm untouchable. You see me in 3D, when I let the rhythm hit another MC. Lyrics made a lead into your head, then eruption of a mass production to spread when music is louder. Full of gunpowder, microphone machinery when I see a crowd. Party people bumping they fists like this. You hide in the back thinking that I might miss. But the R is accurate, plus I pack the wit. Educated punchlines that I have to hit. Whatever I aim at, I line them up. Your body is where you feel a pain at. Time is up, you've been hit with something different, isn't it? Rockin' is gonna radiate, nothing's equivalent. Nothing can harm me, why try and bomb me? You couldn't around with Rob with an army. You get wrecked by the architect, so respect them. I disconnect them soon as I inject them with radiation. Put them by the basement. bust his chest open, bash his face and let it split him. Since he brought his main man with him, he asked me how I did him, I let the rhythm hit him. Let it hit him. Dance floor is dangerous, packed in like a briefcase. Rhythm with real rough rhyme beats with deep bass. Girls with tight pants, maybe they might dance. Tonight if the R's on the mic, it's a slight chance. The crowd is crucial, MC's grounds are neutral. Now that you're here, let me introduce you. Get ready, I'm hard to read like graffiti but steady. Science I drop is real heavy, radiant energy. That'll be the penalty, touch the third rail on the pain and remedy. The prescription's one every hour, now it's a habit. You need another hit from the freestyle fanatic. Attention, follow directions, real close. Keep out of reach, your children beware. Overdose, too many milligrams. The one made an ill jam. My rhymes is the rhythm. My thoughts are killer, man. Ideas full of air to fear. Might split him. He'll never forget him. He'll rest in peace with him. At least when he left, he'll know what hit him. The last breath of the word of death was the rhythm.
that was dope. Seriously dope mix. We're going to tell you what the tracks were, Mr. Sway Beats.
That's right, you killed it again, Chief. The first track Thank we you. Had there was Stepping Stones by Johnny Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Following up, we had 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago.
Great city, great band. Dig it.
That's right. After Chicago, we had Rocket by Lips Incorporated.
The disco era ended up bringing into existence, in a lot of ways, hip-hop, house, and b-boy funk to a large degree. So we pay homage with fromage.
Yes, yes.
Next up, we had Super Strut, Cashmere Stage Band, which was the Kenny Dope remix. Kenny Dope is sick. He's been featured in the... he's doing all right, but he has really sick music. And he has been featured in B-Boy Sounds Weekly, so you can check him out there no matter what at bboysounds.com. After that, we had Feel the Fire from Mr. Confuse, and that's a seriously sick song. That's another rare track for you, so I hope you enjoyed it. After that was Aquarian Dream, also from the disco era, with You're a Star.
Following that, we had the Tongue Twister, Lysistrata's Quest by Randa and the Soul Kingdom.
The Quest, Randa, Jordanian born, but in Australia with the Soul Kingdom. They make some excellent funk. We've linked to their SoundCloud page before on B-Boy Sounds Weekly, so you know where you can find them. I suggest you check them out.
Next, we had Restless by Igress.
Dope Italian funk.
That's right. Then my personal favorite of the mix, roller skating jam called Saturdays from the one and only De La Soul.
De La Soul, much, much dope b-boy funk from the boys. And next up we had Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em, another hip-hop classic by Eric B. and Rakim, legends. Following that, we had some more rare funk for ya from Daniel Salinas, Strauss Mania.
Now to end the show, we have something huge for the b-boys and b-girls listening around the world. We have DJ Chief's exclusive interview of the one and only Afrika Bambaataa. So with no further delay, let's get into it.
Welcome back to Radio Breaks Worldwide. Our guest is the godfather of hip-hop and founder of the Universal Zulu Nation. Every b-boy and b-girl in the world has danced to the legendary Planet Rock, Looking for the Perfect Beat, and many other tracks that form the foundation of breakdancing. Introducing the Amen-Ra of universal hip-hop culture, Afrika Bambaataa. Welcome to Radio Breaks Worldwide.
Peace to all the brothers and sisters and everybody who listens to Radio Breaks with DJ Chief.
So, you're an icon to b-boys and b-girls worldwide. What's it like to know that people in every city in the world are breaking and basically keeping true to the form you helped create, you know, almost 40 years ago?
Well, I'm very honored and humble before the creator, and that there's so many people who's trying to keep true culture of hip-hop alive with all the elements, all the five elements, and then the plus elements also.
And could you just relay the four elements and the fifth element as you know them?
Well, you have the B-boys and B-girls. You have the DJs, the MCs, the aerosol writers, the graffiti writers, as some say. And the fifth element that holds it all together, which is the knowledge. And then after that, you have what we call plus elements that people want to add on, whether it's beatboxing, clothing, fashion, whatever. But those are the basic five elements.
Excellent. So b-boy music today draws from soul, funk, hip-hop, Latin music, anything that has that feeling. And you can hear Bobby Bird from 1971 next to Madcon from the present day. And in this time and space right now, what b-boy battle tracks are essential to you?
Well, basically from the slow break beats to all the fast Florida breaks that you hear from many of the DJs that drew down in the Florida breaks and the scene that was happening also in Georgia. So, you know, and the breakbeat scene that they have over in England, the hard, big beat sound. So the B-boy sound goes through many different categories in music. So you could break to a James Brown funky beat at 108, and then you could get crazy to a electro-funk, all the real funk, Miami bass, and all that type of breakbeats and Latin freestyle that has that up-tempo electro-funk beat.
Absolutely, but is there one song that stands out? Like, if you played a b-boy battle today, like, this is the one you're saving for that big moment?
Well, the national anthem is Apache.
Of course.
By the Incredible Bungle Band and anything else, Bungle Rock and all those on that album. And then There's all the other stuff that's coming from Dance to the Drummer's Beat to Champ by the Mohawk.
Right, right.
Then you could go, you know, to all of the Planet Rock and all of the sounds that came out of that. So it's hard to really pinpoint to one specific record. So many. And then there's the God itself, James Brown. Whatever James Brown made, that's strictly the God of all the B-boy stuff.
Well, you know, you say that, and our B-Boy Sound of the Day today, which we do every day, and you can always see at the website, was your track with James Brown from 1984, Unity. What was it like working with the God?
It was great working with the great James Brown, the King of Soul, the Godfather of Soul, the Minister of Heavy Super Duper Funk.
Right.
So many titles that we could give this great man. It was an honor working with him and learning so much how to deal with the industry, how to respect each other and just do for self.
Did he teach you any of the footwork?
Oh, well, if you look in Unity, he was going now. He made me feel bad to go back and do some other type of dance to deal with him, because James Stu showed me at age 60-something
right.
that he could split, and he did a B-boy turn that I knew I wasn't getting on that floor to do.
It's crazy. That video, by the way, you could see it today on the website. It's from 1984, but it's still brand new. Seriously dope. I recommend it. So, you've toured the world. You've been all these different countries. You've seen B-boy culture all over the world. What is there a particular place that the B-boy scene really stood out in your memory?
That's hard to say, man. I mean, I've seen so many great B-boys, B-girls. I see, you know, the different festivals that they have in Belgium. The B-boy summits and stuff that they had in the West Coast in America, to the great B-boys and B-girls that's happening in Korea and in Japan, and then you got the other ones that's doing it in Mother Africa. So it's so hard to pinpoint one area. You know, then you got the dynamic ones who are happening in South America, Brazil, and all that. So
right.
Everybody got their little flavor and their style that they add to the hip hop break. Dancing, B-boy dancing, and getting down to all the B-girls and everything else that's out there.
That's right. It's all the pattern of hip-hop, multiple styles coming together to form something new, as usual.
That's right. It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful. Well, how did you feel to see, rather, network TV shows like So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew, you know, getting prominence on TV in primetime? Like, how did you feel about that? Did you think that was kind of endangering the movement?
In fact, I don't think so. I think it's good to see certain things are being shown on commercial TV. It's good to see movies like You Got Served, which I thought was very funky at the beginning of that scene that they did at the movie.
Right.
But it's also excellent when you go to a hardcore, nitty-gritty, get-down-and-funky type of club or community center and still see it live in the community.
Right, right, absolutely.
So you got the part that plays with the commercial part, and you got the part that deals straight up from the street.
Absolutely. Well, what do you think, on that note, about the state of present-day popular hip-hop, what the world is listening to?
Well, in the Universal Zulu Nation, we challenge all radio stations, all television shows, that we want the balance of Mayat, meaning the balance of hip-hop from old to the new, new to the old, 24/7, 365 or 366 leap year. We saying we don't care if it's hip-hop, funk, soul, calypso, reggae, salsa, jazz, country, western, classical, whatever. Play the new with the old. This way we could know what came from before, what is here now, and where we going for the future. And a lot of radio stations is faking the funk on hip-hop music because there's so many different categories out there, and they keep just playing one style of rap records and forgetting about the DJ records, forgetting about the old school and the new school, so it could be the true school. So
right.
We're challenging all these stations that if you say you hip-hop and R&B, then play all the different flavors of hip-hop, play all the different flavors of the rap. Where's your go-go? Where's your electrofunk? Where's your Miami bass? Where's your Latin freestyle? Where's your hip house? Where's your hip R&B? Where's your jungle? Where's all these other different categories? Where's your electrofunk?
That's right.
So they're faking the funk on all the different categories of music, and that's because of payola.
Are there any stations with the advent of online radio that you saw were able to kind of preserve that sound you're looking for?
I respect a lot of the different stations that are being played on the internet. as well as some of the satellite stations. We try to keep it alive on our station that we have called Zulu Beats on Sirius XM and True School Radio on WACR 90.3 FM, where we play all type of music. We take you on a musical journey around the world. But there are other great other stations online that, you know, you could go to 365 and find them, and other internet stations that many people are keeping that hip-hop funk alive.
Along with Grandmaster Flash and DJ Kool Herc, you've been called the Holy Trinity of hip-hop, the three of you. How often do you see them these days?
Yeah, I still see them every now and then. We had certain events, or every now and then we come together for special occasions.
That's great.
And they're both doing good.
Excellent. So just as you're doing, and with your most recent formal album, of course, was Dark Matter Moving at the Speed of Light. You can find that anywhere these days online to buy. You can find it on iTunes. Any country you're in, there's no excuse not to have that album. You call yourself a B-boy, right?
Well, we also have a B-boy, B-girl album called Everyday People with mainly more break beats on it for the B-boys and B-girls to get down on the Afrika Bambaataa and Time Zone.
You can find that online also on iTunes?
Yeah, there's a lot of the songs up there too.
That's great. Well, what are you listening to these days? What new artists are taking your interest?
Well, there's the Immortal Technique, and then there's this sister, Queen Cyrock from Atlanta, Georgia, that's very hot, that we killing on our radio station. Sister is dynamic, she's consciousness, and she makes some good videos that's on YouTube. And that's spelled S-A-R-O-C.
Excellent. So, shifting more now to a worldview, you've been quoted as saying that hip-hop has brought more people together from different racial backgrounds and nationalities than all the politicians put together on the planet. And, I mean, I think anybody could agree that's true. Has hip-hop reached its full potential?
I don't think it's still reached its full potential, because hip-hop has to now get in the political arena where we could do more for the culture than people just worrying about the four element. That's why the fifth element is so important, that we have to start using hip-hop to uplift fallen humanity and to try to wake up our brothers and sisters, instead of having them just go using the N-word, the B-word, and just leaving nothing for the youth after us. And to do something to bring about health benefits, to get more in the political arena, maybe to put your different hip-hop presidents and congressmen and lawyers and doctors and agriculturalists and anything else, hip-hop health insurance, hip-hop, you know, health for the people, all type of stuff. Man. Hip-hop needs to get in a whole lot of other arenas. So we still got a lot of work to go, as well as get hip-hop into the universe as we start going to be intergalactic beings.
That's right. You've said you want to make music on other planets. You see that coming soon?
Yeah, we definitely sending up different vibrations and tones to our other beings, brothers and sisters from other different planets in our universe and beyond our universe.
Nice.
And I know they be checking in, because they all over the earth now just riding around and everybody's seeing them, but nobody wants to speak too strongly about what they're seeing.
Well, in the last year and a half, we've seen uprisings around the world. And it's hard to tell if the goals have been achieved, but one thing that's clear is that the universal availability of the fifth element of knowledge, and that being, manifested through the internet and social networking, helped to bring about some of the biggest changes we've seen in the world in decades. Do you see this last year and a half or so as the beginning of a global awakening?
Well, it's definitely a global awakening, and it's also dangerous that they're going to try to shut down many things dealing with the internet. They're already starting to move in certain places. They don't have YouTube, certain other things. So it's important that people watch over their freedom rights, their God-given rights, their God-given birthrights and nationality rights, and know that deal with the Lord of the world, the universe, the one who put all this in motion over anything other. So they start to move. That means for all Americans, go read your constitution. For all those countries, go read your constitution. Learn about law, learn about international law, and learn about what was you called before 1492? Because you sure wasn't called black, brown, yellow, red, and white people. That was something that was made up in secrecy to put people in them categories to cause division. You need to know, was you a Cushite, a Nubian, a Amorite, a Theban, a Sumerian, a Omak, a Inca, a Aztec? What was you called before 1492?
Absolutely. What role does hip-hop have to play in waking up that knowledge and bringing it to the people?
Well, we need to get some of these stations who are trying to blind, deaf, and dumb the people to stop playing all the different categories of music. We ain't saying censorship, but if you're going to call a woman a bee or use the N-word or tell everybody to kill, 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 then we want to hear some music that's talking some love, some peace, unity, having fun, calling a woman a queen, or fight the power, or whatever. Something that's also waking up the mind, not just destruction all the time.
It's all about that balance.
That balance.
What can you tell B-boys and B-girls that might be in some of the places today that might be under some oppression? Maybe they're still able to listen to music to have some kind of fun, but they don't have the freedoms that, you know, you and I have here and that a lot of people are able to enjoy around the world.
Well, one thing they all need to try is to read. Get as many books of the fifth element of knowledge that you can, especially many of the books that we have on the Zulu Nation website, and try to open that mind. Because reading, like they say, is fundamental. And you don't want a mind that's caught up in the matrix. You want a mind that could get you out of that box or out of that circle.
Absolutely. So would you tell us about Hip Hop History Month?
Well, Hip Hop History Month, we celebrate it every November. And we have the Hip Hop Anniversary every year. This should be the 38th anniversary of Hip Hop Culture and the 39th anniversary of the Universal Rule Nation coming this year.
Right.
And we want everybody to try to get your country, your city, your congressman, or whatever political scene that you got, to get them all to recognize that every November is Hip Hop History Month, and everybody should celebrate Hip Hop History Month and celebrate what hip hop has did for all people on this planet.
Absolutely, and we'll be celebrating at B-Boy Sounds most definitely in November. So where can people find you online? I know we've got Tuesday night True School Radio, so where can the people find it?
Well, on Tuesday from 8 to 12 a.m. on Eastern time and New York time, I'm on WACR 90.3 FM and on internet, WACR.org. And also on Tuesday, we on Sirius FM on Backspin.
Very good. And they can find the Zulu Nation at, what's their website?
Well, we have ZuluNation.com, or you have different Zulu Nation websites from around the world.
Very good. Can the people find you on Twitter or Facebook?
I do not mess with none of that.
Well, thank you very much to the Amen-Ra of Universal Hip Hop Culture, Afrika Bambaataa. Thanks for joining us on Radio Breaks Worldwide.
And I thank you.
Over here.
We all need respect.
All the people of the world. Radio Breaks Worldwide.